Welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio, Business Building Warrior. I'm so glad you've chosen to spend a few moments with us today. We've got some pre-recorded content today since it's the weekend update, but it's probably content you haven't heard unless you join us on a regular basis for our live Monday night Q&A sessions with our entire community. Man, some good questions happen when we do that, and we'd love to share the questions and responses with you. That's what we do on our weekend updates. We'd love for you to join us some Monday. It's open to anyone in our community. The best way to hear about these and to get the links you need and participate is to be part of the free Facebook group. There's a link at silentgym.com to that free Facebook group. Jump in there. Most Mondays we go live. Quite often it's me. Sometimes it's some other folks on our leadership team answering any e-commerce or Amazon questions. Then we compile the best questions and answers into a weekend update for those who couldn't make it to the live session. So that's what we've got for you today. Hopefully you're enjoying your weekend. Thanks for taking us along. I'll cut right to the chase. Let's jump right into the content. Let's see what the team compiled for us today. My name's Jim Cockrum. I'm the founder of this Facebook group. And as we approach 75,000 members, we're proud of the fact that we've got about 2,000 posted success stories. We've had hundreds of interviews with our successful students on our podcast. There's a link to all that at silentgym.com. That's just our free stuff. The best selling Amazon seller training course in the world happens to also be the oldest Amazon seller training, happens to also be the one that's updated the most frequently with the largest support team that's behind all those success stories. And that's the proven Amazon course. I'm seeing a lot of faces that I haven't seen or names that I haven't seen around before. So some new folks. I think we could probably fill them in on the Kickstart program. I know a lot of people already know what that is, but there's some new folks here who don't. I saw some cool Kickstart testimonials popping into the Facebook group today. We love that program. Why don't you fill us in on that a little bit?
I certainly will. Yeah, I've been very privileged to work with a whole bunch of people over the last year and a half, working with people who are just starting their Amazon journey. We go through a four-week program that is available to any proven Amazon course members for a $37 charge. You get all 4 weeks, and we have four live Q&A sessions during those 4 weeks as well. We take you from opening up your account, your seller account, if you don't have one already, getting your Keepa account ready. Then we take you through the next few weeks, our learning how to send one item into Amazon. So you go through that whole process of choosing an item to send. How do I make sure it's matching up with the ASIN that I'm sending it with? How do you prep that item? How do you make a shipping plan so that you can send it to Amazon and let them know you're sending it to their FBA? Sorry, I got distracted by people saying Happy Easter. Happy Easter. We go through the shipping plan to send it to FBA's warehouses. And put it up for sale. And we go through a lot of the questions and answers that have to do with that, just that first cycle through. And we've gotten so much great response from this. Like Jim said, we just get testimonial after testimonial of how people say, you know, it really is a good place to start. And quite a few of you here have been through that as well. And so, you know, you can speak to that as well. But yeah, we're happy to have anybody join us over there that would like to. We're having a great time. It limited classes. There's one every couple of weeks starting. So yeah, go ahead and talk to support or go to silentgym.com/kickstart. Is that right, Jim?
That's it. Nailed it. Yep. We made a little shortcut for that. We got a lot of silentgym.com/something around here. It's like our main little domain that kind of, it'll get drilled into your head if you hang out around here long enough. Silentgym.com/kickstart.
Jim, my question is, I'm in Canada.
Yeah.
And I did start my journey as a private label, and that didn't go too well. And then I joined you, I think, a year ago. And I'm still kind of in a blockage where I did the whole course replan. I've gone through it again. Mm-hmm. I'm just finishing up the last bit, like maybe one or two videos. And I want to start with replan, but starting here in Canada. But I really don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I've gone through the course. I've seen the things that I'm like, should I start with the grocery? And I was like, okay, no, maybe not grocery. I'll start with something else. And then I saw that post yesterday where so many brands have been shut down by Amazon. And and I read your comment too, that there are lots of other ASINs. And then I was like, do they have like just what Robin mentioned, that, oh, you know, there's a Kickstart kind of a program for PAC. Is there a Kickstart program for someone who was wanting to start replants?
Yeah, let me take, you've mentioned several things there, and I'll hit them as best I can, and you can let me know if I've answered your questions, okay?
Okay, okay.
The Kickstart program, I'll start the easy one, is an introduction to replants. Because when you come into our community, you mentioned you started with private label in another community, and then you came with some other training, and then you came into our community. We never let our new students start with private label because there's about a 95% failure rate. And oftentimes it's a truly tragic.
That's me.
Right. So you lose somewhere between $10,000 and $30,000 and waste about a year of your life and walk away with not much to show for it except some inventory you can't sell. That's the typical experience that we saw over and over and over in the industry. So we said the only people we're going to allow to launch their own brand are experienced sellers who have waded in slowly. So we came up with the low-hanging fruit model of replens, which is the lowest risk, lowest learning curve, lowest investment required, highest odds of actually making a profit business model that we've identified of all the models that we teach in e-commerce and on Amazon. Okay, so that's why we push people to replens. When you first get into the Proven Amazon course, that's where we're going to strongly encourage you to start. And the Kickstart program is a supporting class for the replens program for our Proven Amazon course students. Okay. So now we're on the same page there. Now, in the 14 years that I've been on Amazon and in the 24 years that I've been in e-commerce as the only income for my family, by the way, no other side gigs. Got a couple of real estate houses, you know, but those are kind of accumulating some value over time. I'm not pulling any money out of them. We make our living off of the internet and the stuff that we teach around here. Those 2000 success stories that you see in the Facebook group, those are real people. The hundreds of interviews on our podcast, those are real people building real businesses. I can tell you this, I've seen and heard no less than 100 times where people have said, oh, well, this latest fee, or oh, this latest change, or oh, this latest rule is what's going to sink eBay or Amazon opportunity or Walmart or whatever it is. Like, oh, it's over now. No, the thing you have to keep in mind, Mahira, is as we're sitting here, millions of people are shopping online. And tomorrow, more people will be shopping online. And the day after that, even more people. These are US government and Canadian statistics that tell us right now, e-commerce is only 15 to 18% of all retail. That's as of today. A year, 2 years, 5 years from now, that 15 to 18% will be 20, 25, 30, 35. It's going nowhere but up. Yes, the rules are going to change a little bit over time. Yes, the fees are going to change. But once you understand that customers pay all those fees, and once you understand that there's always going to be brands coming and going, there's always going to be ASINs coming and going. Speaking of the brand issue, for example, that I saw that same list that you saw. We went through and looked at a bunch of them. We're not restricted on any of them. This whole thing of like some brands being restricted for everybody forever, it just doesn't happen. One of my favorite stories to tell on that point is Nike. Nike came in about 8 or 9 years ago and said, hey, you know what, Amazon, we don't want any third-party sellers. Nike's got all the lawyers and all the money. They can make it happen if they want to, right? They talked with Amazon's lawyers. They signed a big agreement and they said, okay, Amazon and Nike, we're now going to work together. We're going to cut out all the resellers channel. We're going to get rid of every third party who's selling on Amazon's platform. The Nike selling community lost their collective minds. You haven't seen anything like it since. If you weren't around back then, it was insane. People were saying, oh, well, I guess this is it. I'm done with e-commerce. I'm getting out of the game. I was selling a lot of Nike. Now I'm done. It wasn't 6 months later that Nike came back to Amazon and said, hey, you know that agreement that we had? Let's tear it in half because our sales have plummeted. Why did Nike's sales plummet? Why, in other words, the bigger question is, why does it make more sense for a brand to let third-party sellers sell their product than to not let them? Unless it's a small mom-and-pop brand that's really trying to keep wraps on every ASIN in their catalog, they got two or three things they want to sell. then it makes sense. For bigger brands, it makes absolutely no sense. Their sales will plummet. And here's why. All those warehouses, I call it the dark, dusty corners of every warehouse in the United States where stuff sits, third-party sellers aren't going to go save the day anymore and swoop that stuff out of those dark, dusty corners into the e-commerce spotlight. They have no incentive to do so. They're not allowed to do so, so they don't. That's why Nike sales dropped. That's why every brand who says, well, I don't think we need resellers, eventually comes around and lets them back in again, almost without exception.
Okay.
Right? So the long-term prospects are great. The customers are there. The brands, millions of them, at least hundreds of thousands of them that are available to you. It's all about, so if once you set those aside, and then you keep in mind, there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people making a living doing this right now with bright prospects for the future. Then it becomes a matter of how are you going to do it? Find test-worthy ASINs. That's how you do it. What category? Grocery. Doesn't matter where you start, really, in my opinion. You're going to have some challenges and some advantages in each category. We sell grocery. We sell toys. We sell hardware, clothing, shoes. And a product is a product. An ASIN is an ASIN. You learn to look at not the product that you're holding in your hand, but the KEPA chart behind that product. That's what you want to look at. And if it looks like it's a test-worthy ASIN, you send in a couple of units. So what should you be doing right now specifically, Mihira? Sending in some test-worthy inventory based on KEPA charts.
Okay.
That's what you should be doing, 2-3 units at a time. Knowing your worst case scenario is drop your price a little bit and get your money back, but you're learning. And that momentum will get you going. Okay, so I've said a lot there. I tried to address the majority of what
you said. You said a very good point that drop your price, and even if it doesn't sell, you get your money back.
Yes.
And
that's the advantage of reading a KEPA chart. If you know it's selling, you're not going to send something in that's not selling. Why waste your time? You've learned how to read a KEPA chart. You're sending something in that's selling. Drop your price, get some cash back, maybe learn a $5 lesson along the way. Okay, I won't do that again. Next time you're going to make some money, and then you're going to find your momentum, find your good winning ASINs, keep stacking those. Once you get your confidence, you can move into wholesale or branded bundles or even consulting. And I will tell you this as a Canadian too, okay? I'm giving you a lot of information. If you were from anywhere but Canada, I'd be saying start in the United States. But with Canada, you've almost got a unique advantage because you can almost sell in the US as easily as we can here in the US, but you can also sell very easily in Canada.
Yeah.
We've got some cross-border training coming from Debbie on our team here, and we're going to actually be rolling it out at the conference in May. All right. Did we have a hand up?
Patricia is trying to figure out how to get a question, but maybe you'll just call on her and she can ask her question.
Yeah. I didn't hear. Who'd you say that was?
Patricia, I believe.
Patricia? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Patricia. I'm hitting the ask to unmute. If it's the right one, I see two Patricias. Hopefully I got the right one. Is it Smith or the other one?
Hello? There.
Hey, are you the one that had a question?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, and my brain froze.
I don't do video.
I definitely take advantage of doing Amazon at home. I roll out of bed, roll in my garage, and do my work.
That's so great.
So I'm still in pajamas because I just finished. Anyways, I should be so much farther in Amazon than I am. So much farther. I've been doing this 15 years now. And my income is way still below what I ever want to make. Mm-hmm. And my question is, how do I do replens? I've always done replens and home goods products, which sell very well, but I have to get my income up more so I can buy more.
Let's talk about what a replen is real quick, Patricia, for your sake and for other people who are listening. Okay. To us, a replen is a good looking KEPA chart that represents a product that I can go buy and reasonably expect to sell for a profit. I don't care who the customer is. If they're going to buy it again in the future is irrelevant. It's a KEPA chart that has attractive qualities. And I can go source that product over and over again for approximately the same price, assuming it does what I'm pretty sure it's going to do based on what the KEPA chart is telling me. KEPA is the software tool we talk about in episode 369. So it has nothing to do with do customers buy it over and over again. The difference between where you are now and having a business that you only needs a few hours a week of your attention and is putting a whole lot more money in the bank is finding more test-worthy ASINs. Instead of spending any time putting tape on boxes, which is $12, $15 an hour work, you need to be spending time perfecting your Keepa skills. You really got to dive into replans, find test-worthy ASINs, build your book of ASINs. Once you get up to, I'd say, 200 ASINs that you consider to be replans, when you start off in the Proven Amazon course, you're going to start off with Amazon 101, which I would encourage you to go through, even though you've been doing this 14 years. And then you're going to get into the replans training. And then after that, advanced Keepa training. You don't have to remember all that, because there's a getting started tab right inside Proven Amazon course. And those are the three courses we tell you to take when you first start. From there, you can get into maybe some of the above buy box training, which is a module I added very recently. I've given 100 examples in the Facebook group lately of these above buy box ASINs that are selling well for us, way above buy box. Teach you how to find those. And there's all kinds of other opportunities from there. But that's going to keep you busy the next 3 or 4 months. This is a huge tip. You may or may not take me seriously when I say what I'm about to say, but it will help you dramatically. As soon as we're done here, write down what you're going to do. Maybe not tomorrow, but you're committing yourself. Here's the next steps I'm going to take. You're going to get into the Proven Amazon course. You're going to click on the Get Started tab. You're going to go through the three courses that I told you about that are on that page. You're going to soak it in. You're going to find more ASINs based on the replens Keepa chart. This is fun. I feel like a radio show talk host when I do this, but this is so fun. What thoughts did you have, Robin Joy?
Oh, I love it. That was great stuff, Jim. Just soaking it all in. You're absolutely right. You got to take one step before you can take the next step. Just take a step. Know where you're going. Know what you're doing next. I love it. Write it down and just do it. Yep. Seems simple, but it's not always that easy.
What podcast could help me understand Keepa charts? Hey, that's a good question. That's a low-hanging fruit softball. Robin Joy, you take a swing at that one and I'll play cleanup. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I know that I'm going to steal your thunder when I say podcast 369 is when you initially explain the Keepa chart, and that's going to help you understand what there is to know there. But gosh, there is a lot of information out there. Podcast is not the only place you can learn about that. But in podcast 612, I talk about how I use the Keepa chart to decide whether or not I'm going to test an item, whether it's test worthy or not. So there are lots of places to get that information. There's two courses right now in PAC that show you how to use Keepa to find ASINs to look at and see if you want to do some testing on them. So there are lots of places to get information like that. What do you have, Jim?
I completely agree. We do have people, and I'm quite proud of the success stories we hear from people that say, yeah, I've listened to 780 of your 800 plus podcast episodes. I've never spent a dime on course content curriculum. Well, it took me 6 years to get here, but I've built a beautiful business. Like, hey, God bless you. That's awesome. You do realize you could have paid $40 here and there and saved yourself a lot of time and pain and probably bad decisions. The podcasts are fantastic. We don't hold anything back. So besides the episodes you've mentioned, 369, 612, a couple other fan favorites that I might strongly encourage you to go listen to if you're making notes, 554 and 555 are really good, really popular ones. That's where I kind of introduced the above buy box strategy and explain it in depth. And that's before I went on to give 100 examples in the Facebook group. I just knew it was working for us. I didn't realize how well it was working. I started documenting it in our own Facebook group, and we've come up with 100 examples. Another one of the recent, slightly more recent favorites is 754 with Kang. I was just talking with one of the leaders in our group today about how excited we are about what Kang's doing. He made a post in the Facebook group just today, April 1st, 2024. You can go back and see it, where he's got about a $3 million fully automated replens business based on some software he's built that we're rolling out in our community that really helps automate and scale. Even if you're small, help you automate and scale. It's going to be super inexpensive. Can't wait to roll it out. But his story and that story behind that software and kind of how it's come together is episode 754. That's going to show you the power of, once you do have these basic Keepa skills, what can be built fairly methodically from that point. So those are the episodes. Yeah, Robin Joy made a note there for us. But if you want a shortcut, get the course. get the proven Amazon course, go through Kickstart. There you go. Great free content on the podcast. Good question. Hopefully we gave you some good listening. And I would say too, as a podcast listening tip, if you're new to the show, silentgym.com has a link to the show. Start with the most recent episodes. Listen to those episodes that Robin, Joy, and I listed out for you and work your way backwards over time, but don't miss the new ones because there's time-sensitive information quite often. Like our upcoming Proven Conference. We've been talking about it a lot lately. In May, May 23rd through 25th in Orlando, Florida, come join us. Theprovenconference.com has all the details. For those of you who were around earlier when I was mentioning it, podcast episode 754 is our interview with Kang Dang. He's the guy that came from another industry where he's running a nine-figure business, hopped into our community so he could spend some time with his kids. He tells his story. It's a story of tragic loss and how he launched this software. He's a software engineering genius who has basically built a system, like Nate just said, that completely automates the replen model. He's got a $3 million replen business. He just posted today, April 1st, 2024. You can go check it in our Facebook group. He's got a $3 million business, completely automated, running online arbitrage replens with a software that's going to be available to all of us very soon. We've been in beta for a while now. Nate's been using it. My team's been playing with it. A couple dozen people have been toying with it, trying to break it, and it's working really well. We're going to start making it part of what we give to all of our coaching students very soon. So now's a good time, for no other reason, get in on that. But go listen to podcast episode 754, and the link that we reference in that episode is silentgym.com/thesystem. You could tell I had my creative hat on. Literally, Nate, I was sitting down to record that podcast episode, and I'm like, we got to call this something, man, before it's ready to launch. You know, we don't want to say the name of the software yet. You know, we don't want people scrambling, Googling for that. So what are we going to do? He's like, Kang said, I don't know. What do you want to do? You're the marketer. And like, let's just call it The System. All right, silentgym.com/thesystem. But you can see the details there and get on the list. And it's not going to be expensive. We're very proud of how low we're going to make the price on this thing. Someone asked if there's any repricing training inside the Proven Amazon course. Yes, there is. Be Cool, one of our great sponsors. Go to silentgym.com/repricer. That's a link to Be Cool. There's about 12 different great repricers that our team, our leadership team, among the 110 of us or so, we use all different ones. I happen to use Be Cool right now. But there is some training that Be Cool created, and we've got some other repricer training coming. We've got some repricer training coming from Walmart as well very soon. We've got someone who really has got that dialed in. They're going to be sponsors at our conference. So good stuff on the horizon there. If you've got any questions about anything that we talked about tonight, you can always contact our support team. Silentgym.com has a link to that as well. We'll get you going in the right direction.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.